So yesterday, by the causeless mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, we've been observing the objective of this Purushottam Vrato, trying to do some Shravan Kirtan. Even after coming to this world, one can they never have any relationship with the world. And they see the entire world as being pervaded by the holy name. They're never entangled like conditioned beings by illusion and other things, maya. They're only absorbed in Bhagavan's Leela Katha and Bhagavan's Nitya Seva. They're only absorbed in this. They're only thinking how this Leela Katha Shravan can always increase more and more. Always alert in this regard. So during Mahaprabhu's time, how did Mahaprabhu follow this Purushottam Vrat in Jagannath Puri? Sometimes he was in South India, North India, East India. He was always absorbed there, following this Vrata. See, Jagannath, he is Purushottam Dev himself. He is predominating deity of this Purushottam Kshetra. There also you see Purushottam Dev, his division is not open for 12 months a year. During this Adhik Mas, which occurs every 3 years, and for 1 month, this Purushottam Dev's chamber is opened. And for another 3 years, it remains closed. And they give, very mercifully, he gives darshan during this month. And people, they come in front of Purushottam Dev. They offer Shastanga Dandat Pranam. And even if someone kicks them away, pushes them away, then you see, even if they kick you away, even if they push you away, then if you remain tolerant, then you'll always be humble. You'll always receive Purushottam's mercy. So they're always lying down there in Puri, hoping to receive this mercy. There is this Mukti Mandap. And there's the temple of Jagannath. And in the middle, there is this place of Ramakrishna, who is Baldev and Krishna. And there the Vijay Vigraha. Vijay Vigrahas are called Madan Gopal and Madan Mohan. And the Purushottam temple is right beside that temple. And for 3 years it remains closed, this temple. There's no Seva Puja, no Aarti, anything. You can offer pranams from outside. But now for 1 month, he gives darshan. You see, on Brahma's head, Brahma, he was very distressed. Now he was thinking that the demons, and they're always in they're very cruel people. Who will engage them? In the Gita, Bhagavan has said, Paritranaya sadhu sadhana sadhu shrutam dharma samsthapana taya sambhavami yuga yuga. Either he delivers the sadhus and he kills the miscreants, the asuras. But who will deliver them? If they will not change, if they will be destroyed once, you see what will happen. If there's a forest of bamboo trees, what will you do? Even if you burn them, then again during the rainy season, they'll again grow again. So similarly, if you kill demoniac people, what about their mentalities? That will always appear again. See, Ravan, he fought with Ram. Ram killed everyone. Ram and Lakshman, they killed everyone. But then what happened in Kali Yuga? They again took birth as Jagai Madai. Because especially they took birth, they in Kali Yuga they appeared as Brahmins. because Ravan also is a Brahmin before. But then see what happened. Did that mentality go away? So don't follow Ekadashi. What is the use of following this Vrata? Oh, there's all these things you shouldn't do. Who is Bhagwan? Even the Jiva is Bhagwan. Why are you leaving the Jiva aside looking for Bhagwan elsewhere? And they say they'll confuse you so much. So Brahma is thinking, what to do now? Why did I even create this world? Now after creation, all these sins are coming to me now. Like if there is a son who is very sinful, then all his sins will go to the father. He can produce many children. But the children, they go astray. Then you see, not just their father and grandfather, all their ancestors will also have to go to hell because of him. If even one such bad person comes in the dynasty, but if there is a sadhu who appears in the dynasty, then all the ancestors will be delivered. He will take everyone along with him to Vaikuntha. But a demon, he will take everyone with him to hell. So these Dushtadhanavs, so Brahma is thinking, just see, I created this world and these demons are now wrecking havoc. Now he is praying to Prabhu, Prabhu, what should I do? So time from his nostril, when he sneezed, a small worm emerged. And he started roaring then. Assumed a huge form, jumped inside the ocean, and went inside there. Where did he go? Where Hiranyaksha had taken Prithvi, had taken Mother Earth, and he had kept her in one corner of the ocean. Because those who do sadhana, tapa, japa, what do they do? Whatever they do, they get siddhi in this earth. Because this earth is a place of sadhana. Bhagavan, he never appears in Patal, Swarga, anywhere else. He only appears in this earthly realm. All his incarnations. Sometimes he gives darshans in heaven. He gives his darshan in heaven and other places and he runs away. But here in earth, he is always there. So there Bhagavan, he saw that Hiranyaksha had just thrown her mother earth somewhere in one corner. And then he took him by his tusk. Carried Mother Earth on his tusk. Not by his hands. You see, if you want to taste something, then you'll have to... if you chew something, and when your tongue tastes what has been chewed, then you're very happy. If you give them a stone, can they chew a stone? Can you digest a stone? So Bhagavan, he said that, my dear Prithvi, Mother Earth just has no sadhana. And inside the water, how can you do sadhana? In the sky also you can't do sadhana. And in Swarga, how can you do sadhana? That's a place of enjoyment. There you'll only enjoy. In Natal Vital, Tal Rasatal, Patal, all the nether worlds, there also you cannot do sadhana. Only in this middle planetary system, the resort, you can do sadhana. Madhyavarti. Only by little sadhana also you can do, can make Prabhu happy. And they say, when Prabhu rescued Mother Earth, then Hiranyaksha started calling him a thief. Hey, he said, oh, thief, where are you going away? Taking my property. And Bhagavan said, you are a thief. You have stolen Mother Earth and you are calling me a thief. So then Prabhu, he brought Mother Earth on top of the ocean, placed her there. Then Hiranyaksha is a very powerful demon, so he attacked Varadev. So in Varadev, first he placed Mother Earth in a state of, in an equipoised way. And then there was a very huge war between two of them. So then Mother Earth became very happy. And then when Varadev shook his body, the hair from his body fell on the ground and this Kusha grass was formed. This Kusha grass is like immortal. It can never be burnt or dried. And wherever this Kusha grass is, that place will be very pure. Even if your mind is very disturbed, just take a kushasana and just sit on it. Sleep on it, then just see how your mind will become so pure. And you'll never be sad, unhappy. So Prabhu, he made this kushasthali. So even if the demons come, even if the rakshasas come, even if anyone comes, if there's this kushagras, then they'll get very scared and they'll run away. If you keep this one kushagras near you, and if you sit on kushasana and do sadhana, then your mind will be very pure. And you'll never have any bad dreams. No one can disturb you in your dreams. You're sleeping on this kushasana. And when one dropped from Varaha fell, then she became. Then she gave birth to a son. His name was. Not Naraka. It was Nara. But this water. Ka means this water. And because he was born from this perspiration of Varadev, he was called, he was actually called Nara, but then because he associated with demons, then he became to be known as Naraka. Then he called Narakasur. So Bhagavan was thinking, how to destroy, how to deliver these demons. So Mother Earth, she was always thinking about this Hiranyaksha. Because this demon was committing so many atrocities. And then when she was gave birth to the son, because she kept thinking about this demon, he also became a demon. This boy, Naragasu. So then what did Bhagavan do? He killed Hiranyaksha, but the Ved Shastra Upanishad had all been lost. And all the yagyas had been stopped. So then Bhagavan himself, who is Yajnavara, he appeared there. And then he started this yagya. And then Bhagavan, he manifested all the shastras and granthas. So there's Shvetvaraha, Yajnavaraha, Krishnavaraha. And Bhagavan appeared in various forms. So in Jagannath Puri, there's the place of Yajnavaraha. There in his place, this place has been known by him. It's been named after Varaha, this Purushottam Kshetra. So then, Mahaprabhu was there. And he was telling his bhaktas that this is Purushottam Dham. By taking shelter of Purushottam Dham, all your anarthas will go away. And you'll become very pure. And then you'll be qualified to properly tread the path of devotion. And if you go a little more ahead, there is Maryada Purushottam, Ramchandra. Why is he called Purushottam as well? Because Bhagavan has three Paravastavatars, exalted incarnations, Ram, Nisingo, and Narayan. That is very exalted incarnations. And even among them, there is Maryada Purushottam Ram. Because one tries to follow the limits of bhakti, then he follows for some time. And then? But as long as if he transgresses this etiquette, then he'll lose everything. You should respect every jiva. You should know that every jiva, in his heart, Krishna is resting. Sakale saman kurite shakti dhyanatha yata yata. As long as you don't respect everyone accordingly, then until then, you cannot follow any limb of bhakti. So Mahaprabhu himself said that Amani Manata Ube Krishnam Krishna Adhikar Dive Tumi. As long just being humble will not do. You also have to give respect to others accordingly. Jijan Vaishnav Chiniya Laiya Adar Karibe Jabe. वैष्णव कृपा हो गई सिद्धि, वैष्णव कृपा ताई सर्व सिद्धि अवश्य पाई लेता भाई। नाउ पर्सन हिल थिंक ओह आई एम वैष्णव, आई एम अ भक्त, आई एम एक्साल्टेड नाउ, ओह आई विल नॉट रिस्पेक्ट एनीवन, नो रिस्पेक्ट डजंट मीन दैट यू गो कैच ऑल ऑफ देयर फीट, दैट यू वॉश देयर फीट, टेक देयर वाटर, पुट ऑन योर हेड, ओह आई हैव स्ट्रेंथ, आई कैन डू एनीथिंग, बाय फोर्स आई विल वॉश हिज फीट, दिस इज नॉट प्रॉपर रिस्पेक्ट। If someone is doing kirtan in front of me, then we say, hey, you only came yesterday, why are you doing kirtan? I'm senior, I'm exalted, I'll do this, that. So then, how are you senior then? Then you're like a dog barking, saying, oh, you... Oh, he just came yesterday, why is he speaking harikata in front of me? Oh, people, they're offering pranams to him, but not me. And now I'm very old now, so now my mind has become very stubborn now. So the soul is always ever existing and eternal. But why do you have this mood that I am very senior, I am very exalted, I am very senior? Tai shishyatava thakya sarvada lana vibho pujaka. I don't think that I am exalted, that I should be respected, that I'll give my remnants to others, but I won't take anyone else's remnants, so why should I take? There's no Vaishnava except me now. So such a person is not situated in proper or maryada etiquette. Jai vaje sai vacha bhakta hina char, Krishna vaje nahi jati kula di vichar. Kavipra ki banyasi chatra kene noi, जय कृष्ण तत्त्ववेता सही गुरु होय। हु इज गुरु? इज सन्यासी गुरु, इज रिडंसेंट गुरु, ब्रह्मचारी, गृहस्थी, शूद्र, ब्राह्मण, हु इज गुरु? वन हु डज नॉट रियलाइज इन कृष्ण तत्त्व, देन इवन इन व्हाट एवर ही इज रिगार्डलेस ही इज नॉट गुरु। ही कैन बी फ्रॉम एनी कास्ट, इवन ही कैन बी फ्रॉम एनी वर्ण, एनी आश्रम, but one who knows the Krishna Tattvata, then say Acharya Praveen, then he is that poet. So therefore Maryada Purushottam Ram, he is shown this Maryada of Bhakti, start everyone this, because Mahaprabhu said I cannot tolerate if anyone transgresses this Maryada. Then Mahaprabhu, he is very strong, very strict. One day they asked Srivas that who is Advaita, and he's always like Sukha Prahlad, and Mahaprabhu became so angry, he took a stick. First he slapped Srivas, and then it went to hit him with a stick, saying, you're saying my Advaita is like Sukha Prahlad, who are like small children, you don't know this tattva about Advaita. Mahaprabhu used to respect Srivas as his father, and now he wanted to beat him. He just started running behind him. So far, Srivas was running here and there. So one person who is a Vaishnava, even if he's my son, my grandson, even if he's from today in Mathura, Maharaj used to say that a new boy has come, and there's another person who's been staying in the temple for 80-90 years. But a person who has just come today, he is so enthusiastic to engage in his bhakti, bhajan, seva. He is very attracted by this. So we're thinking, oh, he just came today or yesterday, and I've been staying here since 90 years now. So then Gurudev said, in his previous birth, he has done so much that in this birth, he has come. So he is more exalted. So you should learn how to respect. And therefore, this Ramchandra, he has shown what is proper dharma and maryada. He's shown so much love to Bharat, Shatrughna, Lakshman, even to Govak Chandal. He's the one who was running the boat, who took Ram to Chitrakoot, he was Chandal. And Vibhishan was from this demon dynasty, and Jatayu was a vulture. No one even touches a vulture. But then when Jatayu left his body, Ram took Jatayu's body, and he performed all the funeral rites, just as he would do for his own father. just as a son would do for his father. So see how exalted Jatayu was. So one has this prem towards Bhagavan, and he is exalted and he should be respected. So then Leela Purushottam, he comes, Bhagavan Shri Krishna himself. What did Bhagavan Shri Krishna do? No one could call Krishna as Bhagavan, because Yashoda, she would tie his hands, she would beat him, scold him. No. The Gopas would say that, oh Nanda, don't scold him. 7 days, 7 nights he held Giriraj. He is Swayam Bhagavan himself. He said, oh, all you old people, 90 years old. If he is Bhagavan, he still appeared as our son. He is my son. If I don't discipline, then who will discipline him then? So Bhagavan, he has shown such leelas, that by that such leela rasa, he made everyone absorbed this mamata and praying for him. They cannot forget him, leave him. So he's increasing more and more this praying. Sometimes Krishna did not even listen to the Rajasis. He even left them and went to Mathura and Dwarika. But does that mean that their love for him ever decreased? Never. No, you see, even wherever he was always restless in separation from Braj. And then ultimately the Brajavasis brought him back from Dwarika to Braj. Therefore, he is Leela Purushottam. And then there is Prem Purushottam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Mahaprabhu, he didn't care for anyone's background, nothing. Ram, he touched this rock and Ahilya manifested. Then Mahaprabhu, you see, he delivered this Vasudevi world leprosy. He delivered the Buddhists, Jains, Mayavadis, everyone. And he saw that everyone, there have been conditions since time immemorial. So Mahaprabhu, see, such souls, they don't have any desire to engage in sadhana. They don't care for anything. And what Mahaprabhu do? He created a revolution in their hearts. Because his Prem Purushottam, he transmitted these rays of prem in their hearts. They left home, they left everything, they left their families, they left everything, and just came mad in prem, chanting Bhagavan's names. And sometimes even these small children, for 3 months, they took kirtan continuously. And sometimes they climb on trees, and sometimes they uproot trees and throw them away onto the side of the road. So they'd go on the roof, and they'd jump from one roof of the house to another. They forgot everything. So in this way, he transmitted such prem within their hearts. So Prem Purushottam is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Say, I touched a little on this subject, that Bhagavan, for the bhaktas, before for Hiranyakashipu, we heard how this Adhik Mass was created. Because Hiranyakashipu, he said, I can't be killed within any month of the year. So then, he saw these 12 months, it's very difficult within these. If one is encaged by these 12 months, very difficult for him to escape from the jaws of death. Because sun and the moon, they're always stealing his life. Ayurade pum sun. With every passing of the day and night, they're stealing your life away. So many lifetimes you're losing. But still, uselessly, we're just wasting our time. Tatprasa nakratavyo jatayur vayoparam. Natatavindate kshemam mukundo charanam bujam. One may take as many births as he wants, but still, life after life, he is only struggling, suffering, regardless of any species of life he is present in. See, he is bound by these bonds, and he is suffering in heaven, hell, everywhere. So therefore, Bhagavan himself, all the avatars came, and Bhagavan himself came, and he empowered everyone. No, but when all the other incarnations of Bhagavan came, then what did they do? They hid their Shakti. They did not openly display their Shakti. But when Purushottam Dev appeared, then he appeared with his Ashraya and Vishaya. So Vishaya is Swayam Bhagavan himself. But who will be the Ashraya? Who will offer one? The lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. It's not so easy to accept shelter at his lotus feet. Therefore, Purushottam Dev himself, he, Golok Bihari, Purushottam himself, when he came, then the Vrajadevis asked him, Prabhu, why are you sad? Who has stolen your happiness away? You are never sad. But now you see, we see that you are very sad. Then he said, that for my bhaktas, I have created this 1 month, which is transcendental to all 12 months. Their time cannot enter. No, Devi, Devata, Kandarva, Kinnar, Jaksha, Raksha. There is no scent of Dharmartha Kam Moksha. Only my only this foremost limb of my loving devotional service is present during this time. During this 1 month, I will give my mercy to everyone. I will give this Bhagavad Prem Bhakti to everyone. I will teach them. I made this promise. This month is transcendental. Three phases of time. Nirgun. Kalatit. So now Bhagavan, he said, how can I nourish my bhaktas, instruct them, educate them, engage them? How can I do so? And then Srimati Radhika, she started smiling. Lalita Avishaka, they all started smiling. And they said, don't worry. Sanatana Goswami is written in the spirit of Bhagavatam with that. Gop Kumar was wandering here and there. Even when he entered this Nitya Vraj, and even then, when Krishna saw Gop Kumar, he fell unconscious. Krishna is saying, I was waiting for you so many days, so you never remembered me. But now, my Priya Sakha, now you have come to me. Then what did Krishna do? Then Srimati Radhika found out. And she gave this Prakat Sevadikar for Gop Kumar. So this is the Ashraya Vigraha and Vishaya Vigraha. But this is Purushottam Dev. Just by going to the Vishaya Vigraha, it will not do. Because if you don't have Ashraya shelter, then this Vishaya Vigraha, he is always so gigantic, so exalted, so powerful. But the insignificant Jiva cannot even estimate his prowess. And even the sun, when he is so far away, you can feel his heat. If you go near the sun, then you'll imagine it'll be burnt to ashes then. You see, even the sun, the Himalayas is near the sun, but still it's so cold there. It's ice. You see, sometimes ice is falling from there. Why is there no heat there on the Himalayas? So by going near Krishna, then this nectar, this purity will be transmitted to everyone. But here you see, everyone is only being smashed with these threefold miseries and by these scorching heat of Maya. So therefore, the association that you are in will bind you. If one person thinks I'll do bhajan, you see, even the dog will start barking at him. Hey, where are you going? Come back here. If you leave, who will give me roti? Who will love me? Who will caress me? You come back here. Even the dog will start barking at him. So, you see here, if you engage in Bhagavad Bhajan, then you see people become so angry at you. Saying, why is he leaving us? So, if you're staying in the association of such people, this is a satsanga. With such people, you cannot do bhajan. You cannot engage in Bhagavad Bhakti purely. If one needs ashray, that is the shelter, the Nitya Siddha Parikars. Because if you are staying in the shelter of the Baddhajivas, Prabhupada Sasi Thakur has written an article. Every day this Dainik Nadia Prakash should be published. So there Prabhupada had written one article. The Gaudiya Math. This Gaudiya Math is like the Kunja of Gauri, Shrimati Radhika. Wherever her shelter is found, that place is called Gaudiya Math. Wherever her associates are, that place is called Gaudiya Math. Where all the parikars of Raj, staying with them, one is very easy to follow the limbs of Bhakti. So one day one boy from a very wealthy family came there. And there he saw all the sadhus so engaged in Harikatha, Kirtan, Utsav. And he became very happy and he started staying there. And he was also very austere, renounced. One day what happened? He had some sickness in his body, he started becoming very sick. He had so much fever. The time there was no doctor in Mayapur, so he had to go to Calcutta, and he was from a very wealthy family. So then his parents found out, then they came running, the doctor saying, our son is sick. And then they gave him medicine, and he said, until Prabhupada says, I won't take this medicine. And they asked Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, hey, take medicine. And he started taking this medicine. Then you see, only medicine not to do, so he gives some food also. So he gives some nice fruit juice, sweets. And he said, and Prabhupada will not say, I won't eat. So Prabhupada said, alright, you can drink this juice. Then his sickness went away. Then his parents said, how long will we be waiting for you? This doctor will be here. Now you do one thing, come to Calcutta. There you can recover and come back to Mayapur. He said, Prabhupada will give order, I'll go. And then he said, I won't enter the house. And Prabhupada said, okay, go. And he said, I won't go inside the house, I'll stay in the courtyard. Some room there. Then the mother would cook something and come. And she said, hey, how long can I come and give food outside to you? Come inside and stay. No. So then, went inside the house. And she said, hey, listen, how can I cook separately for you, for them, for everyone? I have no patience. He's saying, oh, I don't want fish. I don't want fish soup. Yeah, you'll only be strong if you can eat this fish. Drink some fish soup. Then now he's thinking, oh, what to do? Then he started drinking fish soup. Slowly, gradually, what happened? Then he lost his dhoti kurta. Now he's wearing pant, pajama, shirt. And then he started growing his hair. And then every day, you know, he had a nice beard, mustache. Now he would comb his hair nicely, apply oil there. And then after some time, when Prabhupada found out, and he sent the bhaktas there. Now he is very shy to even speak to the bhaktas. Oh, how can I show my face now? So in this way, you see, his mind was defeated there. Therefore, Prabhupada, he said, that Purushottam Dev himself is saying, that if I leave them in this Prakrit world, material world, if they have no association of sadhus, then they will not be able to follow bhakti even for one day. You see, they'll go and they'll eat rotis in other places. In Madhukari, you go there, they'll give you onion and garlic also. So what can you do then? Then they'll go and eat this onion garlic also. So Tem Purushottam Dev himself says, oh, that's why I'm very sad. But I've given this 1 month time. I'll teach them, but then who will protect them, nourish them? Therefore, I desire that the Parikars approach. That this Seva Sansthan, that this establishment be manifest everywhere. This is your responsibility. Then Prabhupada said that by Purushottam Dev's desire, Srimati Radhika, she appeared with all her associates. So then that establishment, that transcendental establishment, came to be known as Sri Gaudiya Math. Guru Goswami has said that those on the shelter of Gauri, they are Gaudiyas. In the first line of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been said, Madan Mohan Govind Gopinath, 18 Thakurai, Gauriyaratma Sat. Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan, they will not give their mercy to anyone. But one who takes shelter of Srimati Radhika, they will surely get her mercy. They are bound. This line has been written in there, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So therefore Prabhupada said that Purushottam Dev, he was thinking what to do in Golokdham. And Srimati Radhika, she appeared. So sometimes she sends Nayan Manjari, Vinod Manjari, Arup Manjari, Yati Manjari, Rasa Manjari, Guna Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, and so many others. So in this month, one should pray to sadhan for this ashraya of Gauri, Srimati Radhika, and the Vraja Parikars. Then Purushottam Dev's desire will be fulfilled. Therefore, 1 month he'll give you all the Shakti and Kripa. Even without sadhan, he'll give you something just by taking shelter. See, in very affluent schools, the school, they have this responsibility. And they call the parents. They say, oh, your boy, he's very restless. You have to look after him or else you won't teach him. So Bhagavan Purushottam Dev himself says that for 1 month, I have taken responsibility for everyone, for these 32 days. But who will look after them after this time? Or else in satsang, everything will be lost. So then Srimati Radharani herself. Therefore, Guru Varga have said that just as you follow Kartik Vrata, just as you follow Damodar Ruja Vrata, you follow Purushottam Vrata also. There it's not been clearly said that you'll have to have this ashray. Whereas for 4 months, they follow his Vrata. And they say, oh, tomorrow when will I eat nice tomatoes, when will I eat this eggplant, perumal, when can I eat urad dal, kachodi, 4 months I haven't eaten, oh, I'm suffering. I mean, jaitimire, saitimire, the darkness that he was in, going to the darkness. But if he takes the shelter of the Rajaparikars, this is their mercy. Then Mahaprabhu said, jiva lalasa jai, eti uti dai, shishnadarpanai, nai krishna pai. Vaishna Krishna Krishna Sada Vairage Kritta Sada Nam Sangitan Ratu Saka Falbare Udar Baran. So Mahavru has said, but in 1 day you cannot control this triple T, tongue tasting twinkling sensation. But once you take shelter of Gauri Devi, when you become a Gaudiya, then you will not be bound by the dharma of the body and mind. Then you will only have this desire to relish the Saprakrat Ras, like Shildaska's son. staying in Radhakund and what will eat? Just like a little buttermilk you drink. And not even that. Kabu chana, kabhi bobi mana. Bhai, because it's always relation. Zaprakutras. Now we're thinking, oh, I'm 1 month, oh, how can I stay like this? Eating only a little. Oh, eating only once. When will this vrata finish? Oh, when can I eat this puri, kachori, balusai? Oh, my tongue is craving for this nice food. But when you really, when you see that aprakritras, when you see, Das Goswami was a prince. In front of Mahaprabhu, he's eating this food that had actually been spoiled. And Mahaprabhu grabbed it from his hands, saying, hey, Das, hey, Raghunath, you're only eating, not giving me. So Raghunath Das Goswami had such taste in aprakritras. And Mahaprabhu himself would send his own prasad to Das Goswami. See, he left this Vishaya Ras, then he received this aprakrita ras. Mahaprabhu himself is giving him this Bhagavan. So we're just coming once to Purushottam, this Lord's feet will not do. If you don't take shelter of Srimati Radhika and the Vrajadevis, then the greed of the tongue will never go away. Therefore Mahaprabhu said, Jivilalas Itiutidhai. And then these instructions are very difficult to follow in one's life. Therefore, if one takes shelter, then Ruprasa Kanda Sparsha means the senses and the objects will never disturb you. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is written, Ratara Parasascha Prajalpanya Makraha Nisangascha Lalamcha Sadhir Bhakti Vinashati. Your bhakti will be destroyed if you engage in Atyahara and Parasascha Niyamakraha. And again, the shloka has been said, Uta Nishayada Tata Karma Pravartanat. Tat Karma Pravartanat. So you see, Tat Karma means what? The seva of what? Tat Vastu Shri Bhagavan. You see, Tat Vastu is Bhagavan himself. And Tat Karma means taking shelter of Srimati Radhika and her manjaris. Krishna Chaitanya is in this commentary in the Bhagavatam. There it's been said, Nigama Kalvatar Kalitakalam Sukama Kamrata Drava Samyutam Pi Bata Bhagavata Rasmalaya Mora Rasika Bhavi Bhavaka. How did this Amrit Drava Ras appear from Sukha? Why? Because he's Radharani Sukha. She is her dear pet parrot. If it was Krishna's parrot, he would have not received this rasa. Because Radharani is always feeding by her own hands. It's Radha Ras Sudhanidhi. Not Krishna Ras Sudhanidhi. Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi. Take shelter of Srimati Radhika. They have this mine, this treasure house of rasa. And once you receive this rasa, then Sardas Bhojan Ture Parihari. Then you'll forget everything. But as long as you not receive this shelter, then you see in sansara they're always fighting. If they didn't have a stomach, you see, they're doing everything only to fill their belly. For the tongue. Oh, I want to eat something nice. But this is like nothing when you compare to Vrajaras. So this Purushottam Vras is most exalted. Very good opportunity to relish this Vrajaras. It's priceless vrata. Now tomorrow onwards we'll listen. The stuti of Purushottam Dev. How to do stuti? How to take shelter of the Vrajadevis? How the acharyas have taken this shelter? So we'll start from tomorrow, we'll try. But you'll have to pray for by your own self. Because even if giving, who is there to receive? There's no need to receive. So there's antarmana and there's bahirmana, means a service inclined mind which concentrates on the upliftment of one's soul, and there's the bahirmana. So if you follow this Purushottam Vras, surely you'll have this ashray. And having this ashray bhajai tari krishna ityaje ar sabha mare akaran. One who takes ashray and does bhajan, Krishna never forsakes such a person, never leave him, because he has taken shelter. Srimati Radhika's shelter and they get king curries and manjaris. How can you leave that person? So Prabhupada says, if one is taking shelter of Gaudiya Math, even he doesn't know Radharani, doesn't know anything, but he has come, anyhow he has come there. Once he has entered there, then Krishna will never leave that person. Mahaprabhu will never leave that person. At the time Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, they will protect one, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur. Like once, I went to this Kumaratkram, the birthplace of Ishwar Puripath, spiritual master Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There there is this Chaitanya Doba, the pond that was made by Mahaprabhu. There everyone was having darshan. There someone, a very beautiful sound was coming. So I said, where is this sound coming from? There someone was reciting the Gopi Geet, recording of this Gopi Geet in their house. So then I thought, I went there to that house. This Kirtan was going on, Gopi Geet. Then I went there. Then I went and asked, who is singing this Kirtan? Then they said, this Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, disciple of Swami Maharaj. He sang this Gopi Geet. And he's given to all his bhaktas. So then I said, see, just see this Bhakti Charu Swami, where he is, and see now how. I didn't know everyone is singing. See now how they're singing Gopi Geet inside their homes because of him. And Maharaj, without him telling his disciples, he'd go to their houses. And he'd see, what are you doing? Or he'd tell someone, go see what they're doing, chanting Hari Nama now. Have they offered something boga or not to Bhagavan? So Mahaprabhu himself, for his sheltered servants, he has made all arrangements. In Mangalati, he'd go to the Yamuna, and there he started knocking on the door. And there they saw in the morning, it was Maharaj. And then they made Maharaj sit down and then he offered pranams. I said, hey, if you're sleeping so late, how will you chant Harinam, Guru Mantra, snoring? Then as soon as Maharaj entered that house, in that house you see every day they wake up during Brahmurti, even small children are waking up. One himself will take responsibility. This is called Purushottam Vrata. Now that one has not eaten anything, he's only eating once a day, or he's not sleeping nicely. But this is secondary. What is primary? Primary is Bhagavan's mercy, which is certain. But it also sometimes take time, sooner or later. So if one takes shelter of Gaudiya Math at least once, then Gaudiya Pathai Gare Gare. House to house, village to village. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur opened this Namahatta. And then everywhere he sent everyone. And Guru Maharaj, he would go to the Sundarban Vidwapada, where there were only widows because they all lost their husbands to man-eating tigers. These are Royal Bengal tigers. So one day it was raining and Guru Maharaj was holding an umbrella and sitting there in a thatched hut. This water was dripping down and then saw two red fiery eyes. Then Guru Maharaj told the Seva, okay, what is this light? There's no electricity here also. What are these two lights? Then the Seva, he woke that person up. And there Guru Maharaj is holding the umbrella the whole night and chanting. And they said, what is this light? They said, oh, these are actually the eyes of a tiger. And all the people, they took it in and they started chasing the tiger away. They lit a fire and they chased it away. There also our Guru Arga went and they went and preached. Why? Purushottam Dev is so merciful. Prabhupada would say that one takes shelter even once. Nashralaya bhaje tare Krishna naiteche. Krishna will never leave that person. Maharaj is so old. And then he said, why are you going there to the west? Stay in Braj. Stay here in Dubajan. Maharaj, it's a so many people are waiting for me there. If I don't go there, I don't enthuse them, and they'll lose everything. So I have to infuse life inside. So Bhagavan himself, very mercifully, if one tries even once, then he will not leave that person. Anyhow, he will bring him in this realm of bhakti. Even if he knows and does not, everyone, regardless if they accept or not, they're all Bhagavan's stars. And one who doesn't accept, he'll be ruined then. But you are his. Or else, if you don't accept, then you're ruining your own self. If you're accepting, then you'll always be happy. So now we listen tomorrow this Purushottam Stuti Komudi by Bhakti Sarvas Govinda Maharaj.